Yud Aleph Sivan, Monday the 9th of June, Rabbi Chaim Yitzhak Greenblatt, Blinding Bias.
Morning. The big question this week's Sedra is, how did it happen? How is it possible that 10 such great leaders, Nesiim, Tzadikim, fell so low to the Chait Hamaraglim? Truth is, the Medrash asks this question. The Medrash asks, "V'chiksilim hoyu hamaraglim, were the maraglim fools? V'alekvanema shelach lecho anoshim, v'cho mokhim shenema anoshim tzadikim. U'menayin ata'oyme shehoyu tzadikim." How do I know that these Nesiim were tzadikim? Sharei. Moshe leirotza leshalchom midas atzmoy. Elo nimlach ba'kodesh baruch hu al kolechot v'omar ployni misheve ployni. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch himself about each Nasi. Is he worthy to be the leader of his Shevet? And HaKadosh Baruch said, Ru'uyim heim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kabi Yochel gave his haskama to say that they were tzadikim. V'nepchu V'osu kol oysa tzara V'gormu le'oysa hadoir she'yiloke oysa hamake. They caused the whole generation to be smitten. V'alzeh ne'ma ki doir tapucho is heima bonim lo'y emud bon. Ki doir tapucho is heima. A reversed generation. The Medrash asks a brilliant question. L'chiksilim hoyu, were they fools? They were tzadikim. And all it does answers by quoting a pasuk. Kidoy tapucho is heima. Kidoy tapucho is heima. What's the answer of the Medrash? So the Zohar HaKadosh, well known, Mesilas Yesharim, Perek Yud Aleph, quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, reveals to us the downfall, the reason why the Nesiim fell into the Chait. Ma goram el hamaraglim sheyitziu dibo al haoretz v'gormu misa lohem ulechol doiram miyir osom pen yimat kevoido bechnisa haoretz. For the fear that they would lose their honor on entering Eretz Yisrael, shelo yu heim Nesiim li Yisrael v'yamdu acherim bimkoimam. They knew that as they would enter Eretz Yisrael, the system of Nesiim would be annulled, would be finished. They would have lost their honorable position as Nesiim. U'meyirosam, for the fear of losing their honor, they were motzi dibah la'aretz. Still difficult to understand for a relative small cheshbon, a relatively small cheshbon, to have done such a catastrophic avera. And the answer is, there was a negius, they were biased, prejudice, koyach ha-negius. How does Negius work? And this is something which is relevant to our daily lives. How does Negius work? So we have in our makeup, in our Tchunas HaNefesh, two main faculties. One of them is the Seichel, the intellect in our mind. The other one is the Rotzoin in our lev, the desires in our hearts. The Seichel and Rotzon. Seichel, intellect, Rotzon, the Leiv, often conflict each other. Which one is stronger? Is the Seichel stronger or is the Rotzon stronger? Generally speaking, Rotzon is stronger than Seichel. For example, You see a delicious cake, cream cake, delicious, scrumptious cream cake in front of you. So your rotzen, the rotzen and the lave's got a desire to have that cake. And the seichel in the mind says, you know, it's not worth it. You're gonna suffer the consequences. Not worth it. For a few moments, you're gonna... And the seichel tries... Generally, if there's a strong rotzen in the heart to have that cake, the rotzen is going to be stronger than the seichel, generally speaking. Negius is the rotzen in the lave. The lave has a desire for a certain mission. And that rotzen can overwhelm the seichel, the intellect, to the point that it can actually sway the seichel, and the seichel can believe what the heart is telling him. The lave, the rotzon, can convince the seichel. The seichel gets blinded. Blinding bias. And the seichel actually will work in unison with the heart, and the whole body will follow the rots, and that's koyach hanegius. The power of negius is so all-encompassing that on analysis we would see it affects our daily lives, major issues, smaller details, small decisions, great decisions. When you might be making a decision about a shidduch, you might be making a decision about a job or whatever it may be, or even a small, everything, the negius plays a role. There are several examples in the Torah, actually many examples. I just want to quote two short examples. The Torah is full of examples of negius, full of it. We could give a whole just a share on that. But the first example in the Torah, actually there's several prior to that, but one example is when Eliezer Eved Avraham was sent on a mission by Avraham Avinu to find a shidduch for Yitzchak. And Eliezer was a loyal, trustworthy servant, Choshev's servant, Eliezer Eved Avraham, Damesek Eliezer. And he said to Avraham Avinu, Vayoymeho Eved, Ulai, loy soyveho isha ol aleches acharai, perhaps, Ulai, what happens if the isha doesn't want to come with Yitzchok? So Chazal say, Ulai, Eilai, Sid. Eliezer had a daughter. And he secretly hoped, maybe this Rivka who you're trying to find, maybe she will refuse to follow. And Eli, oh, I'd love Yitzchak to be my son-in-law. How could Eliezer have contemplated to do a shidduch with Avraham? Avraham was Av Hamoin Goyim, the Si Elikim. And he was an Eved Kanani. Kanan. And Avraham Avinu had to tell him the truth. Ein Baruch Mistabek. Ein Orur Mistabek. Be Baruch. Orur Kanan. But how could he possibly... Eli! Because the desire, the rotzen, and understandably, to have Yitzchak as his son-in-law, swayed his seichel, it overwhelmed his seichel to the point that he really believed he was the right one, Eli. When Korach asked for Kahuna Gedoyla, he really believed that he was worthy. He really believed he was more worthy than Moshe Ve'Aaron. How could he have thought so? Did he not know that Moshe was the one who went up to Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, didn't eat, didn't drink? How could he have compared himself to Moshe? The answer is, He had an egius. His heart, he had been insulted by the fact that he wasn't chosen as a Nasi. And he wanted to take revenge, on Moshe. And that negius blinded him to the point where he actually believed. He believed he was. One more example. This is a fantastic, fantastic example in Nach. Listen to this. Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech was sent on a mission to kill out Amalek. He left Agag alive and all the sheep, cattle. Shmuel HaNovi is sent to Shaul. Shporuchu says to Shmuel HaNovi, tell Shaul that he's lost his chance of being Melech. Tikorah, it's going to be torn. You lost your chance of Malchus. Pasuk says that as Shmuel HaNovi advances towards Shaul, Shaul comes running to Shmuel, and he says to Shmuel HaNovi, Shaul HaMelech, Rots Shaul Likrosoi, Baruch Ato Hashem, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hakimoisi es Devar Hashem. Shaul says, Hakimoisi es Devar Hashem, I fulfilled the Rots of the HaKadosh Baruch. How could he have thought he fulfilled the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There was a clear command. Leich v'hikiso es Amalek v'acharamtem es kol ha-shaloi v'loi tach mo'lolov v'heimato. He was told clearly, you should kill me'ish v'ad isha me'oileil v'ad yoinek mi'shoir v'ad seh mi'gomol v'ad chamoir. Couldn't get a clear instruction than that. And he leaves Agag alive with a huge amount of cattle and sheep. Hakimoisi es Devar Hashem. He runs with enthusiasm to Shaul, to Shmuel. Hakimoisi es Devar Hashem. So Shmuel says to him, "Umeh koilat zoyin. What's the? I can hear some sheep." Lo shamato b'koil Hashem, says Shmuel. V'ratzto el ha-sholol. You ran to the spoil. Shaul HaMelech answers back. L'man zavoyach l'Hashem. I did it in order to bring kabonos to Hashem. Shmuel says to him, Hachofetz l'Hashem b'oilos. Uzvochim, Kishmoya Bekoil Hashem, Kishmoya Bekoil Hashem. And then Shaul admits it, you're right. But how could Shaul, who was great, Shaul Bechir Hashem, Shaul HaMelech, Bechir Hashem, Yishichmoy Lamalo Mikolodom, how could he have said, V'hakimoisi es Dvar Hashem? The answer is, says Rav Shach in his Sefer Moroi Shemona on this week's Sefer, there can only be one answer. The power of Megius. He saw the Shalol, he saw this wonderful Shalol, and he thought, why should I ruin it and kill it and spoil the Shalol? Why should... And that desire to take the Shalol swayed his seichel to the point where his seichel started working together with his heart, and his seichel started saying, yeah, maybe we can justify and keep the shalol to bring kabbonis HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Shem Shamayim, to the point where he believed Hakimoisi es Dvar Hashem. Hakimoisi es Dvar Hashem.
But with respect,
yes,
none of these people, not there but Kananim, perhaps neither of the others, and even a common person could have refrained many from eating the cheese bun. So how can this be an answer as to why these greatest tzaddikim, who are perhaps greater than all these people, Right. I'll
take your question, and I'd like to come back to that. Come back to your question, hopefully, in the next few minutes. There's a story, I think it's a wonderful story of the altar of Novadok. The altar of Novadok just shows where Negias can even play a role in very small little decisions, daily decisions. It doesn't have to be such major issues. The altar of Novadok sometimes chose to learn at home, sometimes chose to learn in the Beis HaMedrash, depending on his circumstances. If he wanted peace and quiet, didn't want to be disturbed, he learnt at home. If he felt it was beneficial for the Talmidim, he would go to the Beis HaMedrash. The Alter of Novadok, when he made his daily decision, should I learn at home or should I learn in the Beis HaMedrash, he was worried that possibly the reason why he's deciding to learn at home, not because it's better for him, but simply because he could not be bothered to walk to shul. Couldn't be bothered to walk the Beis HaMedrash. He was too lazy. So what he did was, every day, he first walked to the Beis HaMedrash, and then he decided, is it better for me to learn at home, or is it better for me to learn at the Beis HaMedrash? Thus, eliminating any personal prejudice, any personal bias, and then he made his decision. This explains why many people have opinions and principles in life, all different, varying issues. In Darkei Achinuch, you speak to people, they believe one should mechanech one's children this way, that way, stronger way, softer way, and in any type of issues, Avodas Hashem, how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this fashion, that way, lifestyle. Very often those principles, and people will have their convictions and really believe in them and even try to convince others to agree with them. Often, not always, but often, those principles are built on a negius, which means it corresponds with the desires of the heart. They feel more comfortable bringing out their children because their nature might be to be a strict type of person. Therefore, their negius will be that that's the way to do it, and they'll convince their seichel and their intellect to do it in that way. Or it may come to any decision, a decision of a shidduch, where the shidduch might not be right for you, for your child. And because you want the shidduch, whatever ulterior motives there may be, you will have convinced your mind to say this is an ideal shidduch. And this is all encompassing through our lifestyle. And one has to check and verify very often whether our opinions and our principles are built on our rotzen shebalev, on our desires, or are they really al pisechel haTorah? All this is incorporated in one pasuk in Parshas Shoftim, and this is really the answer to your question. The pasuk says in Parshas Shoftim, a famous pasuk, Hashoichad ye'avel einei chachomim v'yisalef divrei tzadikim. Now, you can't get clearer than that. Ya'aveir einei chachomim v'yisalef divrei tzadikim. The Torah says that there can be tzadikim. A dying who is a tzadik. The Torah calls him a tzadik. He's a chachom. But if he takes some shoychad, ya'aveir, it will blind him. And the Gemara then, Ksubas, Daf Kufhei, the whole daf about shoychad, fascinating stories. How the Gemara tells stories about a dying who received a little small favor, a little bit of money from somebody. It wasn't even money. The Gemara tells stories somebody had assisted him, and he didn't even realize he was sitting at the Din Torah, and he'd been assisted by somebody at the previous day somewhere, and without even noticing he gave tainus to the person who he'd forgotten, barely remembered the Torah, but he found himself swaying. Hashoichad ye'ave. Blinds. It's blinding. Blinding bias. V'yisalev divrei tzadikim. The Torah says there's a koyach hashoichad. And this. When the Medrash brings the pasuk, doir tapuchois hema. Tapuchois means there was a whole reversal. Reversal means the lev overcame the seichel. That's the answer that the Medrash gives. There was a negius. The chiksinim hayu, were they fools? Did they not have a seichel? Did they not have seichel? The chiksinim hayu. Vale tzadikim hayu. Doy tapuchois. They weren't fools. They had intellect. But the lev ruled over the seichel. Doy tapuchois. What is the eitzah? What is the eitzah for negius? Well, the best way would be to be masaking the midos of the leiv. That would be the ideal way. V'taher libenu la'avdecha be'emes. That's the tefillah. V'taher libenu la'avdecha be'emes. But sometimes that's easier said than done. To be masaking the midos of the leiv. Until that happens, then asei lecha rav. V'istalik min asofik. Asei lecha rav. Ask a rav. And you'll be mistalik min hasofik. Rabbeinu Yoina in Pirkei Avos says, it doesn't necessarily have to be a rav. Because the Mishnah says, asei lecha rav, ukenei lecha chaver. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, if you've got a friend, ask him advice, because he's more trustworthy than you, because he is not negea. You, if you have a bias, if you have an interest, if you can't be objective, ask a friend. It doesn't have to be a rav. Rabbi Yeruchim, the Mashgiach of Mir Zechatzal Livrocha, writes a fascinating thing in his sefer. He says, if you need to make a decision, Tzoroch atol etziya etzim acherim. Ask others. Loi rak mishum shehem yoidim umasigim yoise. Ela mishum shela odom atzma yesh negius. Shehem ahavois ke'em mesech. There's a partition bifnei histaklus hanachoina. Vim einoi moitze odom godol. If you can't find an odom godol to ask advice. Mutav lishoil. Afilu es atzas hasandler. Ask the shoemaker, the menial shoemaker. Ma'ashe lishoil. Don't think I'm a greater Talmud Chochem than the Sandler. Ki Asandler beinyonim shelcha hu yoise chochem mimcha. Ki hu yiyayitz loy hanegius. He'll advise you without negius. Ve'ilu ato beinyonim shelcha mikoyach hanegius. Ein chochem klal. So you can ask someone, you can ask your wife if she has no interest. She has a bias and an interest, and she's also possible le'edus. Part of all this is, of course, the responsibility. If someone comes and asks you advice, someone comes to ask you advice, you may only give advice if you are 100% impartial. Because if you have any interest, then it's also to give advice, because you will be swayed by your negius, which is actually a loisase, lifnei ivele sitein michshol, is to give a eitzah she'ena hoigenes, which is what we clap your atznu ra in the oshamnu. Someone asks you advice, and you are not 100% pure in your interests. I have this sometimes, I have to tell you, with the Bochrim and the Yeshiva, sometimes come and ask me advice about leaving after a year or 2 years. They want to move on to another Yeshiva. Is it better for me to stay here? Is it better for me to move on? And I always say to them, I cannot give you advice. my interest generally is for a bocher to stay in the yeshiva. I don't want a bocher to leave the yeshiva. And therefore, however honest I try and be, I have sheikhat, sheikhs. They said, just tell us what you think. We trust you. Tell us. We know you've got your interest at heart. Tell us what you think is the best for me. Please pass them for me. Osa, it's osa for me to pass. Can I ever honest? I might think I may be, but hashoychad ya'aveir eini chachomim. It blinds. The koach of a negius is something which is negea throughout the day. Whenever we need to paskan halacha, negius can play a role. Is it mutter? Is it osa? Is this thing muksa on Shabbos? Is it not muksa? Is there issa bishul or not issa bishul? So you've got a desire to do your rotzen shebelev. Your rotzen shebelev is to touch it, to do it. So you justify. What you're going to do is you're going to justify and be moira heta. That is the rotzen shebelev swaying in the seichel. That's not tahe libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. You hear musa. And again, you think this is not negeh. I hope the fellow over there is listening, because he really needs to hear this. This is not for me. And you can't see ein adam roya negeh atzmoi. Ein adam roya negeh atzmoi. A person just simply doesn't see his own failings. You don't see your own failings. The nesiim, however great they are, and Chazal tell us. The Zohar HaKadosh says, "Mir osom, for the fear penyima tu kavoidom, they're greatest." You're 100% right. They were the greatest. They were chosen as the leader of their shevet. They must have been the greatest. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says they were tzaddikim. But the Medrash says, and the Zohar HaKadosh reveals to us, that there was a negius, and you can only learn from here the koyach of a negius. If a tzaddik of that stature, managed to dissuade in that magnitude a major avera, we can only derive from there the koyach of a negius. And I'll finish off with a tefillah. The Alter of Kelem said, "Where should a person have kavona in davening that the advice that he gives himself, the eitzes and decisions that he comes to, should be pure and with the right seichel ayosha?" So he says the tefillah of the sakneinu be'etza toiva mufanecha, which we say in hashkiveinu, the sakneinu be'etza toiva, be mesakenas with the etza toiva mufanecha, in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should be happy with our etzas toivas, but it should help that the tahe libeinu la'avdecha be'emes.